This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Losing the ad revenue on the YouTube video.
It's fine.
Right away. And this is my... It's bad bitch o'clock. It's 3:30 on a Wednesday.
We've got Will Kahn over on the show making his HeadGum podcast debut. We were talking about before we started recording. Sorry, one second. I feel like I need to make this show one of those things where it's like the guests don't talk until I introduce them. You know what I mean? Don't respond. That's what I was just saying. Is like, let's give it some breathing room where it's just me for a spell. Right? Right?
Yeah, totally.
Will!
For sure. Sorry.
We've been off for a week. The last time I was on camera on microphone, I got forced to host a 24-hour live stream without knowing about it beforehand and against my will. It's hailing outside. Holy shit. But you know what? I got paid. I got a raise. How am I feeling?
Yeah. How are you feeling post that? You did get paid.
Potentially the worst weekend it could have happened. I was told that you guys reached out to my friends. And they said, maybe don't do it that weekend because his parents are in town. And what they said, you guys said was, oh, that's all right. We already booked people. So you didn't actually ask anybody. you planned it, then panicked and thought, maybe we should check to see if he has anything going on in his life. And then they were like, he does have something happening. And then Anya was like, let's just do it anyways.
No, that's not exactly how it went down.
It was pushed, right? It was originally
It was pushed, but that was because of not Jake, me. I think.
Yeah. That was because of Jake, who we should say was only in it for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was seriously rescuing a cat.
He was?
What does that mean?
That's what I heard.
What does that mean?
I'm surprised I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, we should ask when he gets back, but... And then Amir also had family in town. But what happened was we asked...
Amir had family in town. His family lives in Encino.
I know.
He could see them anytime. So that was neither of them came back for the end. That pissed me off genuinely.
I'm sure that there were other people besides his parents, right? But anyway, it would have been nice if they were available to come back. They'll be back here on this show, and you can really roast them for that.
Yeah, it would have been
obviously, you know.
That all that aside, it was a hit. We raised $10,000 for charity, which is huge.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'd love to do it again.
I just like to know that it's happening.
Yeah.
Do you think
we definitely want to do
much money if it was a surprise?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I think people
on the Doughboys Reddit. Said otherwise. They said that if we had marketed it better, we could have raised more money, but we couldn't market it well because we had to keep it a surprise. But then some people came to our defense. So, you know, classic parasocial Reddit discussions. We love to see them.
Yeah. People were going off on the Jake and Amir Reddit a little bit too hard in my defense. Everything was fine. I just wish it was a different weekend. I got paid handsomely. I got a raise.
You got a massage.
That part was weird and feels illegal because it wasn't. You guys said it was going to be a gift card. Casey reached out. Apparently, it's just going to be by his hand.
Casey did the massage?
No. But can you imagine? I need to do something nice really for Casey, though, because he's the one. Actually, you guys should do something nice for Casey, not me. Why should it come
he's
out of my
like
pocket?
He's had, like, 3 days off.
That's true. That's good. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a hit. I just wish I'd known about it and was on a different weekend. Even if I hadn't known about it, but if it was on any other weekend, it would have been stress-free for me.
That's definitely fair. I would have loved to have it be on any other weekend also.
I am glad it wasn't on my birthday, which some people said it was going to be on my birthday, which that would have been fucked. I would have left.
And you should have. Yeah.
It was a hit though. I think
it was a hit. I mean
40,000. Sorry, Will, 1 second.
Smash. Sorry, 1 second for me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some technical difficulties.
So we actually don't have it.
YouTube didn't archive it. We have parts of it that we saved ourselves during the time. But we've been emailing back and forth with YouTube, like, did you archive half of it? Are there any parts, like, around the parts that we saved that you have available? And they're not being helpful.
Do we have the HeadGum podcast episode?
Not in video. Okay. I was recording audio on our end. I assume Anya was maybe as well.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
that is tragic, and I think we should release it as an audio episode.
We should.
That being said, the best part of it is that I had a baby on my lap.
Yeah.
At least there's photos.
We could do a little like photo montage.
Let's do that. I'll edit that together. That was a good episode, I thought, and I don't want to not release it. And a lot of people didn't hear it. So yeah. Everybody. That's true. Micah, how the heck are you?
Great. Doing good. Life is good.
Feel free to elaborate.
Expand.
Yeah. Yes. Extrapolate. Yeah. Expand.
I haven't been drinking for like the last month, and everything in my life has improved.
When?
Really?
When has it improved, or when did I start?
Interpret that question as you must.
Well, I said I haven't been drinking for a month, so I don't know.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
When did things start to improve?
I think after like a week.
Okay. And that's you being honest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's cool. I don't drink that often. So I wish that
I've never done this, but loser for that.
Yeah.
When Micah does it, it's cool.
You've definitely done it, right?
For sure.
But when I go for long spells of not having a beverage, I don't feel any different, which sucks. I feel like I should be like at my peak.
Yeah, but you drink responsibly, so you just have that already.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of just like hitting the baseline.
Well, yeah, what are your vices?
Vices?
Alcohol? Women?
Not much. Okay.
Did you say lunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lunch is a vice? I feel like that's a meal you have to eat every day.
You don't have to. If you have breakfast and dinner, that's pretty much okay. But on a good day, I'll have a little lunch. You know, I'll indulge in a sandwich.
Where has Will been all my life? That's an instant out of context HeadGum podcast quote.
Hiding away, trying to stay as far away as possible, but you drag me.
Where do
you
live?
You are in an attic
right now. That. Yeah, because you look like you live in like Connecticut or something.
That'd be kind of nice. No, Chicago. Okay.
Oh.
Damn. Chicago, yeah. I'm in my what they call the three season room, and I'm using it all four. it Hell being yeah, winter, dude. That is.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah. That's cool.
Thanks. I actually saw a bunch of HeadGum people at the HeadGum Live in Chicago. It was the weekend I graduated from college.
It was graduation weekend.
Don't live in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you had fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go to any of the shows or anything.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
The graduation was actually, the ceremony was in the hotel that all the that HeadGum we were people staying. Stayed at. So I like
That's
saw the Rosenbergs.
Bizarre. You probably saw us
really
at our
funny.
Worst.
I believe I saw the Rosenbergs while I was in full cap and gown. And being a Twinnovation fan, I had to say, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of have a vendetta against cap and gowns because it hides my thigh gap and frowns. So people don't know that I'm pissed and sort of not eating enough.
Yeah. It sounds like you're more against the gown. Like the cap's not really the issue.
That's not gonna...
No, the cap hides my frown. It comes down too low.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. On to the week, I'm nominating Daniel Radcliffe. He's a Brit. And then it could be James Wand.
Who's James Wand?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Oh. As James Bond.
Yeah.
because of the spells.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter. Wingardium Leviosa.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Marika, who do you got?
My Bond is gonna be Ariana DeBose.
What was that?
Because Angela Bassett did the thing. And Viola Davis is my woman king.
Micah, what's wrong?
Did you mute me intentionally?
Who's your Bond of the week? Let's hear it.
Theo James.
Yeah, nice. He's been lobbed up a while. What about Thefrey
James? I
think
you mean from Divergent.
Yeah.
Somebody already mentioned him?
I think Jake mentioned him and Amir mentioned him.
If Jake mentioned him, it's because I said it to Jake.
Mm.
He took that and...
I believe it.
And stole it from me.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Is he a Brit?
He is.
Yeah.
Can I have a new pick?
Yeah.
I think it should be like a complete unknown.
Thefrey. You know?
Like who?
Someone we don't know yet. A nobody.
I think it should be a complete really unknown. Like who?
Disappear into the world. I don't know.
Who's like
they
a British person? What about
James
Grace Harper?
Bond.
Yeah.
She'd be great.
She'd be Grace. Will, who do you got? Do you know about the segment? Basically, every week until the next James Bond is cast, we're going to lob up our pick for 007.
Yeah, I did a little research. Alex Murdaugh, famous murderer.
He's a murderer.
Oh my gosh. License to kill. There he goes. He's
all right, that's that dumbass segment. Barbara Broccoli, get on your shit so you can stop doing this. Pick somebody. It's obviously Rene Jean Page or whatever his name is. All right. A recent Slate op-ed title read, "My ex wants us to vacation like one big happy family." No thanks. Would you guys, for real, would you guys vacation with an ex?
Where are we going?
Mallorca?
Yeah.
I think it would depend why we broke up.
Okay. Irreconcilable differences. Yeah.
Is it just you and the ex, or are there other people and exes there?
This article was talking about, you know, ex-wives, ex-husbands, ex-spouses, where there's kids involved. Obviously, none of us have kids, right?
So it'd be, in our lives, would you vacation with an ex? And you can set up, you know, the scenario yourself. In my head, it would be like a group trip, where, you know, you might have to, like, Sam shackle up with the ex, though, in a room.
That was
What's
good.
Funny about that, Will?
Sam Shackle, coworker of ours. Yeah. Do people who listen to this podcast like know that?
I think honestly, yes, true, because though she has been on one time, you do use that a lot.
As yeah, a... I don't know. Every time I've broken up with someone, it's felt like the shackles have come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a double room?
Yeah, there's two beds. There's two beds.
Oh.
I feel fine with it.
Yeah, but that's because you have had healthy relationships that have ended mutually. Michael, what do you got?
I don't think I'd do it.
Yeah.
America?
Yeah, sure. Who cares? It's easy to avoid people on a vacation.
Yeah, but what if
not
it's
when
like
you're sharing
eight people?
A room.
What if it's eight people? Arguably easier.
Really? Okay, then let's change it. What if it's truly just the two of you, but you guys have like the trip of a lifetime planned? And let's
say
that's
kind of fun. That's like a fun little movie fanfic scenario, right? Like,
yeah. X pray love.
Mm,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good.
We should write this, right?
No.
Why the hell?
What if, okay, so obviously we would all do it with the ex of ours that's like we're most amiable with. What about like your least favorite ex, Will?
You really think I got like a roster, like a top to bottom list over here.
It doesn't have to be like long-term relationships. I don't know.
I would say I would do it with any of my exes as long as ground rules were established up front.
Okay, let's say there are no ground rules.
No rules?
Up front, right? Yeah, so, okay, it's least favorite ex, opportunities, us trip of a lifetime, no rules.
No rules. Yeah, I think I'm still in. Trip of a lifetime?
Yeah.
You got to
take trip
it.
Of a lifetime.
Is it paid for? Or am I also, am I paying for them?
If you're paying for them, why
no
is it happening?
This is a terrible deal.
No, this is all expense paid.
I'm there.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah. But then it's like, are you got, yeah. Are you gonna, yeah.
Are we
Let's
gonna
just
kiss?
Move on.
Is that what you're gonna ask?
I'm just thinking, like, trip of a lifetime, you might want to have, like, an Italian fling, you know? But you can't, it's kind of awkward, because, you know.
Go to their room.
that's true and it you know, you're probably in a place where like you don't care what your ex does and vice versa.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm starting to get on board with the whole idea because I was gonna say no chance.
Ed Sheeran announces new album Dash.
The album's called Dash.
I think it's like called Minus actually, because the pull quote is, "It's opening the trap door into my soul," Sheeran said, of the last installment in his decade-long mathematical album era.
Oh.
Because he had the division sign.
Right.
Yeah. So this is... Oh, you know what? No, this is called Subtract.
That's a good name.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I keep getting...
Trap door to his soul. Like he's a theater. Like he's a stage.
Well, his life has mostly taken place on a stage. You know what I mean?
Tracks.
Yeah,
so true.
That subtracts.
I keep getting I keep getting TikToks of people line dancing to the song Shiver by Ed Sheeran.
Which one is that? Because all of his songs kind of make me shiver.
The chorus, I don't know the lyrics. It's like I don't know.
Ugh.
This makes you want to line dance.
He's somebody who I think doesn't have the look or the sound or the talent or the, yeah, like all he has is the success that he somehow got. And so now like people like him because he's had the success. But before he had the success, I don't know how he went from zero to hero because he doesn't have any of the traits of one. Does that make sense?
You don't think he has talent? I think he looks different from what you'd expect him to look like with his voice. He doesn't look like a star.
Right.
That's true.
Yes.
But,
you're kind of shallow, Jeff. This is
no,
kind of
he's,
like
he looks like a frog. And, you know, he spent a little too much time at the Guinness factory.
Was he pre or post One Direction? Could that have influenced his
I think
ascension?
During.
Yeah. I think it was a Brit wave.
We do have to move on. I'm sorry. Selena Gomez only smiles in the building despite Mean Girls drama. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah.
So the internet oh, you have?
Yeah, we can move on.
I haven't. And I'd like to know.
The internet thinks Selena Gomez has been in a Mean Girls tiff with Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner, causing her to temporarily shut down not only her social media, but also her, you know, her whole deal. But it doesn't seem to have affected her mood in real life, because she was seen posing with fans off the set of, you know, the Hulu show she's on, Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. Only Murdaugh's in the Building. TMZ says she looks pretty radiant.
God so bless.
Reading, this is a TMZ article.
What happened was Selena Gomez posted a TikTok being like I accidentally got my eyebrows threaded and she looked pretty good. And so then Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner both posted like the next day being like, this was an act. Oh!
You really poked yourself, huh?
Yeah. Shit. We gotta take a break. Shit ass.
Why are you keeping the one that you poked open?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
People listening on audio only, Jeff was describing eyebrow threading and inadvertently poked himself in the eye while he was doing it. Can I ask you an audio question real quick, Marika?
Yeah.
Are we using the Zoom audio for the recording?
Or he usually just uses tracks? It. We usually send separate tracks, but we can use the Zoom audio if necessary.
And can I use a microphone? Can I record into a microphone on a day?
Forget it. And we're back. We still have a lot to get to. All right. You know what? Here we go.
Holy shit.
It's a segment. Been a couple of weeks since we've had a proper segment to get to. Welcome to Serena or Venus Williams edition.
So I'm going to read out a couple quotes, and you guys are going to attribute it to either Serena or Venus Williams. You ready?
We haven't done this before.
We have not.
Did we do Serena or something else?
Maybe, but probably not, I think, because a lot of these Serena quotes were pretty new to me, at least.
All right, here we go. I spent my whole life playing sports and training and pushing myself to the limits.
I'm going to go Serena.
I'm going to go Venus.
Venus.
Marika was correct. Micah was incorrect. That was going to be Venus
and
Williams.
And Will was correct.
That.
Thank you, Marika.
Venus Williams was correct.
We'll throw
up a V. I don't like to lose at anything. Yet I've grown most not from victories but from setbacks.
Serena.
That's correct. Life is challenging, but I'm always up for a challenge. Venus. Is that Venus Williams or Serena? Okay. That was correct. That was Venus. You have to believe in yourself when no one else does.
Serena.
Correct. You guys are good at this.
Sad.
Victory is very, very sweet. It tastes better than any dessert you've ever had.
Venus.
Actually, that's incorrect.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's Serena.
That's Serena. And you know, because Serena's slightly better. I've developed a karaoke habit. I've become a crooner.
Serena.
Venus.
That was Serena. No one likes getting their nails done more than I do.
Venus.
That was Serena, if you can believe it. Interior design is a business of trust.
That's got to be Serena.
Serena.
Who? Venus has more time on her hands. She's the eldest sister. All right.
Is she really?
What's that?
Is Venus the oldest?
I don't care. None of this fucking matters. I'm just trying to make money.
Serena.
I had skate wing in London. I had mine grilled with lemon and herbs, and it was the perfect seasoning for that fish.
Venus.
Correct.
In what context did she say that?
I don't know. I just, these are all, you know, they're all good inspirational sports quotes.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I don't love my arms.
Venus.
That was Serena.
Serena's great arms.
That was Venus or Serena Williams edition. Can you guys guess the 18 best bakeries in Paris?
I can guess one of them.
All right.
La Graison. La Graison. Is that one of them?
Say it one more time.
La Graison.
La Graison.
With a G?
No.
G. So with what?
G? Croissant.
It's not on this list, oh. But I'll still give it to you because you seem to know what you're talking about.
Croissant.
Maman?
That's a bakery in Greenpoint, so no.
Le patisserie?
That's absolutely correct, yeah. Micah, probably.
What? You're not looking at the list?
What did you say? La maison? Allez?
What?
What?
No, he didn't say that.
What did he say? Bon temps patisserie?
Le patisserie.
Yeah, just said, bon temps.
The oui, patisserie.
Wait, oui. that's what he nobody's saying. He meant that one. So that's absolutely correct for Micah. Well, I haven't heard much out of you since we started talking about Paris. I don't know if you're against gay Paris, but let's hear it.
What about something like du Paris? Like le poisson du Paris.
The
fish of Paris.
So okay, you live in Chicago, right? So that would be like saying, oh, the best hot dog place in Chicago is of Chicago. So that's not anything. Or some Chicago, you know what I mean?
Sure. Some, and
Do we seriously not know any more of these? You guys are uncultured swine. Let's just fucking go on.
Gâteau?
No, now you're on the exact same list, but I'll give it to you. all right, here we go.
I just said the cake.
I said here we go. Steam fucking ahead. Welcome to a segment I like to call Chat Jeff PT. So I don't think AI is worth a damn, to be honest with you. You know, I feel like we're already using it to what we should use it to, and anything further is probably bad for not only humanity but our sanity as humans. And those two things are different. What are you guys' thoughts on AI? You think we should continue until it kills us?
Yes.
What?
Really?
Do you think we could stop it? Do you think there's any way to stop it?
Yes.
Just shut it all off, unplug the computer?
I think what we have right now won't kill us. And so that's a good place to stop because it's still helping us, but that's about all we need.
I just don't think they're going to stop. I think you have to give them a good reason.
Who's they? Scientists or?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Yeah. So ChatGPT is my way, and we might continue checking in as ChatGPT evolves. But let's do this, right? So this is a segment called ChatGPT where you guys are going to give me and ChatGPT a prompt. I'm going to type it into ChatGPT, and then it's going to do its thing, and I'm going to do my thing. Then I'm going to read what it said, and I'm going to recite what I think. And you guys are going to tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
Cool. Easy.
Ready?
What kind of prompt?
It could be anything. It could be like write a poem about how, you know, I don't know. Write a poem about how.
So far, so good.
Write a poem about soju or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or,
write
you know,
the chorus of a blues song about Winnie the Pooh.
Write the chorus to a blues song about Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
You'd hope it'd be about Eeyore.
That's open to interpretation.
Sorry to give a hint to ChatGPT.
All right, write the chorus to a blues song about about Winnie the Pooh. So I'm going to do mine first, just so I'm not inspired even partially by what's in front of me.
Right.
I'm bad to the shirt. Da-na-na-na-na. I only wear shirts. All ass out. Da-na-na-na-na. Don't need to wear shorts. So that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's ChatGPT. Oh, Winnie the Pooh, you're a bluesy kind of bear with your honey pot and your happy-go-lucky air. You may not have a dollar, but you don't seem to care. Oh, Winnie the Pooh, you're a bluesy kind of bear.
I kind of like, you may not have a dollar, but you don't seem to care. But I also like, no shorts.
Yeah. Yours was good, Jeff. I like yours better.
Humanity wins round one. Holy shit. All right, let's get one from Will. What do you want? What do you want to prompt both of us to do?
Can I get a grocery list to make a stir-fry dinner?
Okay. Can I get a grocery list to make a stir-fry dinner? All right. All right. So what you're gonna want is white rice. Soy sauce, organic chicken breast. Let's be healthy. It's a weeknight meal, I'm thinking. Broccoli florets, fresh garlic, garlic powder, because you have to use both. And let's get a little bit of sesame oil in there. And some yellow onions.
Delish.
We're going to make a simple, healthy stir fry here. So that's the grocery list. And yep. You can kind of, I don't need to tell you how we're going to make it. That feels like you get what the thing is. This says, one onion, two cloves of garlic, one red bell pepper, one yellow bell pepper, one cup snow peas, one cup sliced mushrooms, two carrots, broccoli crown, 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breast, or 1 pound peeled and deveined shrimp, one tablespoon soy sauce. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 1/2 tablespoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, and 2 cups of cooked rice.
Something
it also
I
has
will
a suggestion.
Say, it is going back and forth between shopping list and recipe because you can't buy a tablespoon of any of those at the
exactly.
Store.
Yeah, you asked for a grocery list, and one of these I didn't even break these up into categories. Their categories are produce, which is a grocery list. Protein, which is a grocery list, and then staples, which is measurements of stuff you already probably have at home. That's not a grocery list, I would say. That is a recipe.
Yeah, but it's helpful.
I liked the option of I could go shrimp also.
Yeah.
That's where
probably,
I started to be like,
and
shit,
I would
they
really,
that
option.
They added the cornstarch, which is crucial for a thicker sauce.
Mm, that's true.
Humanity loses.
Yeah.
You can't just decide that. You have to
Sorry.
Wait for the vote, but that's fine. God damn it. All right, let's do, how much time do we have? Let's do a couple more. Micah, what do you got?
Write me a list of 5 activities to do in Los Angeles.
I might have a leg up on ChatGPT here. Here we go, ChatGPT. 5 activities to do in Los Angeles. I'm going to say the Wisdom Tree hike. It's in the Hollywood Hills. It's a medium strenuous hike, but not too long. So you got a nice workout in 30 minutes, and you're right up against this cool tree that's kind of famous called the Wisdom Tree. And you can see downtown Los Angeles and all the way to the ocean. I'm going to say you got to go to Salazar. That's my favorite restaurant in Los Angeles. Outdoor tacos made on a mesquite grill. It can accommodate any dietary restriction, including gluten-free, including vegan. But also you can get all the meat your heart desires, and you can have as much flour as you can stomach. I'm gonna say let's go to the Highland Park Bowl. Let's go to the Highland Park Bowl, one of the oldest bowling alleys in the United States. And also on your way, you're gonna be on the oldest freeway ever, which I think is kind of interesting. And it's cool because you can get it's like a bar that also has these cool bowling lanes. What else are we going to want? Let's go with Staircase Beach in Malibu. It's the best surfing Southern California has to offer. It also is just a dog beach and a nice beach to go to that other people aren't going to be at. You walk down a natural cliffside staircase that's not man-made as far as I know. It's just you walk down these little things that like stroll you down to the beach. Then there's privacy because there's this bluff. It's on the north end of Malibu, so there's just not that many people. And it is the best place to learn how to surf. And if you're good at surfing, it's just really fun, thick, rolling waves. How many is that? 4? That's yep. 4. Let's do one more. I'm going to say, what's my favorite bar? You got to go to Tiki T. One of the oldest bars in Los Angeles. It's this tiny tiki bar. You got to get there around 5 p.m. if you want to be able to have a table. But it's just, you know, classic tiki drinks in a classic LA setting. All right, here we go. Here's ChatGPT. They're not going to fucking know. They're going to say the Hollywood sign, right? Oh, here we go. This sucks already. They're saying, number 1, visit the Griffith Observatory. Nice.
If you like crowds, hot exposed things without tree cover, and a worse view than the Wisdom Tree hike, yeah, why don't you go to the Griffith Observatory? Walk along the Venice Beach Boardwalk. Yeah, sure. If you want to go to a more crowded, touristy, polluted version of Staircase Beach without any height or differential or privacy or dogs, mind you, yeah, I'll go to the Venice Beach Boardwalk. Take a tour of the Getty Center. I'll give them that. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good art museum. Yeah. Visit LACMA, I'll give them that, but you have two museums on there, so that might be not a varied enough list. And then they're saying go to Universal Studios Hollywood. I don't think so. I actually think Universal Studios is more fun to go to as a local, not as someone you're visiting who's visiting LA. Sorry, what I didn't mean to editorialize. What's that?
What does that mean?
I think it's fun and novel to go to Universal Studios City Walk if you live here. But if you're in LA visiting, like,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
For Mario?
What's that?
If I'm visiting, I shouldn't see Mario.
All right. Will doesn't get a vote this round.
Wow. I think Jeff GPT.
Jeff GPT.
Humanity wins again. All right, let's do one more.
Write me a list of things to accomplish before you're 30.
How many things?
Four.
All right. fall in love. Find the perfect pair of jeans. try a physically challenging activity that you've wanted to try and learn an instrument.
Okay.
ChatGPT says establish a savings plan. Setting up a savings plan before you turn 30 can help you achieve your financial goals. Travel to a new place. Traveling can broaden your horizons, expose you to new cultures and experience. Pursue a personal passion or hobby, whether it's painting, writing, photography, or a sport. Pursuing a personal passion or hobby can provide a sense of fulfillment. Establish a healthy lifestyle. Establishing healthy habits before you turn 30 can set you up for a lifetime of good health.
I think I gotta give it to the AI for that one.
It's a tough choice.
The jeans were good.
The jeans was good. The AI one was so vague. That's not really an answer.
Yeah, I'm kind of like torn because I would go with neither, but.
I think if I could have all of those things on either list before turning 30, the ChatGPT one would be more practical, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's brutal.
But I think if I was like getting a card from a friend that was like, do all these things before you're 30, it would be funnier to read what you suggested.
Funnier or awesome?
Funnier for sure.
Will, you're the tiebreaker. So far we have neither and one for ChatGPT, I think.
I think I'm going to keep it a tie. I vote Jeff. I think falling in love is too good. Come on.
We gotta wrap shit up. Plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. I'll start just so I can get all my energy out. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, and I guess that's it. That's it. Oh, HeadGum videos, youtube.com/HeadGum. And I think we have a HeadGum happy hour coming up in a couple of weeks, but we don't have the date for it yet. So,
HeadGum happy hour, March 30th in New York City at Caveat. And then in May in Los Angeles. Also, the Pit Wall is back for season 2. Audio only because we're now releasing episodes every week. In theory, Jeff is on the podcast. Jake will be back from Australia, the whole crew talking about Drive to Survive, the races, maybe some movies. It'll be great. So listen to that, and then follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marieke Elan. Really trying to get those Letterboxd followers up. Really want to get over 1,000. It'll be great. It'll be fun.
Conover?
I'm trying to get on The Circle. You know, the Netflix show?
Micah?
If you know anybody, if there's any connects out in the audience, they shoot in the UK. And I would be away from work from a little. But
from
I would make
a
it
little.
I think I could probably work from The Circle. I don't think that would be a problem.
I definitely would.
I like to imagine your like audition tape for The Circle has a lot of like verbal typos like that.
Okay. It could be that fun would be, to watch.
That would be really fun if you were on The Circle. See? I think you'd do a good job.
Thank
would
you. Should go, I catfish? Should
yeah, I,
catfish? I
was going to say, would you catfish or not?
That's a great question. I would play it by
reveal.
Ear.
Yeah.
I would play it by ear. Yeah, you don't want to get into it. At Will Conover.
I feel like you're so sincere that you should just go totally honest up front and people might think that you're trying to catfish.
Those people do really well and yeah. I really hate watching them. So it's a divide.
But if people think you're trying to catfish, they might try to kick you out. So I feel like you gotta go.
Oh,
you can't be your full self.
Give this
I forgot what the
watch.
Objective of that show was.
Win.
Michael, what do you got? We gotta get the hell out of here.
Oh yeah, subscribe to my mom's Substack.
Hell
Substack.
Yeah.
LauraHurwitz.com, or it might be LauraHurwitz.substack.com.
Substack, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Will, we'd love to have you on again soon. You killed it.
I'd love to come back.
Micah, I'll email you my notes. And Marieke, I think Micah's now the time to tell her that she's fired. You should.
Oh, can I ask you about this dinner reservation that you made under my email address and your name for a restaurant in LA that's in 2 days?
You may not.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And
why
don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.